This is Podtacular Update Episode 82, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, far superior to the official Halo Universe podcast, which you might have heard recently, but we're not going to talk about that. You may notice there's a slightly more British tone to it in this particular episode. That's because I've been invited as guest host. I'm Stunt Mutt. Hello. I'm also here, of course, are Fumo Jive.
Hi.
And JVB.
Hello.
How was that for a slinky link?
Awesome. That's a nice slinky link you got there.
Yeah, that was a slight change to the usual intro, but I like it.
It's good. Change is good. Well, this is for the week of September 25th, 2006.
And I forgot to mention that bit.
It's all good. But we're here for the update show, which is kind of going to be talking about news and events going on in the Halo community. And getting into some glitching tips, and also we're going to be covering Podtacular Night at the Apollo, which is Halo comedy, and man, we got some good stuff there, definitely. So, as usual, another full show we got going on, so let's get going on here. To start off, Stuntmutt, man, who are you, and what do you do in the Halo community?
I do very little. I do a bit of cutting and pasting three times a week to put a little comic strip on HBO that most people ignore, so that's sort of what I do.
Wow, alright, well, you're not very important, so why don't you get the hell out of here?
It's been an absolute pleasure, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Give us an email to somebody who is.
Yeah, really. Well, how did they give me this clown, man? Jeez.
I happen to be good personal friends with Cold Vengeance and Bol, who are both far more interesting than me. And I believe I've got Jimmy Bean's email somewhere, but who hasn't? Know what I mean?
Wow. Frankie, we'll have to settle for Stunt Mutt for now. Let's see.
Frankie is on my friends list, but he's never ever joined a game. I think he fears me.
Yeah. All right, so you do 117, right?
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, that's in case you guys don't know, that's on halo.bungie.org, and is it a weekly comic, or is it?
Well, it's tri-weekly. Some would say that I do tri-weekly, but it's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and it's generally poking fun at the Halo universe and its community.
Awesome. Well, I gotta tell you, man, I'm a big fan. I've been reading that comic for a long time, for over a year, and really enjoy it. Have really enjoyed it, and continue to. So, keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You have very poor taste.
Yeah, and I need to backtrack to the beginning because I just started reading it.
That's cool. Well, it's good, man. You'll find some.
Well, you mean you literally just started reading? You mean you like started reading 5 minutes ago? Well, since we've started talking, you've just had a quick look to see what it is.
No, because I got dial-up, so I can't do that.
All right.
If I was doing that, I wouldn't be on the phone.
Wow, man! 9600 baud modem.
Then you hear the freaking modem sound going off.
I tell you, if you had a really slow connection, hello?
Yeah.
Is it raining? There's either some interference or it's very, very windy where you guys are. You haven't got another one of those hurricanes coming in or something. We don't tend to have those here. Yeah.
Hopefully not.
If you did ever try and look at a 117 strip on one of those really old connections, so it just kind of loads in line by line by line by line, and you wait, you would be so, so disappointed and angry by the time it had all filled in.
Yeah. Damn you all to hell.
I get a lot of that anyway from people who've got fast connections, so...
Well, how did you get started doing this?
It was because when I started right back at the beginning, a friend of mine bought an Xbox purely to play Halo, because his mate had bought an Xbox and had been playing Halo, and he thought it was brilliant. Well, exactly. You know, and I spent a weekend with him, just going through campaign on co-op, and you know, it was quite good. But I mean, it really reminded me of Perfect Dark on the Nintendo 64. And I was like, you know, it's all right, but you know, it's not spectacular or anything like that. But then I left it and I came home and I thought about it and I thought, actually, that was quite good. I did enjoy that rather. And so I started to look it up online and I stumbled on HaloBungie.org, HBO, and suddenly there's, you know, from this game, there's all these like movies and there's all this fan fiction and fan art and the stuff that is actually inspired and the creativity that was coming out of it. And suddenly it was sort of greater than the sum of its parts. And I then went out and bought an Xbox and bought Halo and started playing it and got really into it and then started, you know, putting very lame posts on the forum. And then I sort of wanted to contribute something. And sadly, the only thing I could think of was a very, very bad amateurish cartoon, which I do to this day. So that's kind of it, really.
Wow. Well,
you can actually see it's my, you know, I wanted to contribute, but you know, I couldn't contribute anything to the art section because I can't draw. I couldn't contribute anything to the fan fiction section, so I can't write because I can't write. So I took my inability to write and my inability to draw and I combined them. And that was the result.
Well, yeah, you pretty much suck, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. I don't think you'll find anyone who'll say to the contrary. And Dan, you should see me play. Dear me.
Yeah, you really think highly of yourself.
I'm sort of unofficial clan mascot in as far as I'm sort of like a second. You know, the game has a handicap system.
Yeah,
well, our
yeah.
clan has kind of a second handicap system, which is me. Because they know they've done really, really well if they manage to win a match, and I've been on the team.
Nice. Wow, you are the over and above handicap system. Wow.
Yes, I am. Yes, because not only do I count if they go in with me in the team, it's already like being a man down, and then if I get the rockets, our team can soon find itself several men down. But despite
wow.
that, we soldier on.
Okay.
Which it is also why when since Cold Vengeance actually invited me into our Helljumpers clan, I have been demoted to peon, where I have stayed for almost a year now. So
wow.
One day I hope to be put back up to member. You never know.
So proud peon for a year straight.
Absolutely. I sort of hit rock bottom and started to dig, really.
Wow.
I have a number you can call where you can speak to somebody who can help you out on that one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the tips section later.
Exactly. Listen to the show and make sure.
it's much needed.
Oh.
So Stump Mutt, straight from his therapist, continues with this interview here, and but really, how did you come up with the name Stump Mutt, by the way?
It's actually a band I used to play guitar in when I was much younger and had much longer hair. We used to have a little sort of rubbish band that we played in little pubs and clubs in North London, and the band was called.
You got free lead guitar?
I was just going to ask.
Actually, we did something very different in as far as we had two guitarists in our band, and neither of us could play particularly well. So there was actually two of us who counted for half a guitarist. So the thing, you know, the bass. Yeah, the bass player was actually the best guitarist in the band, so of course he was playing bass. But you know, what are you going to do? But anyway, we were actually named after the singer's favourite episode of Stop the Pigeon, which is one where Dick Dastardly gets into the movie business and hires Muttley as the stunt mutt to do all the really death-defying stuff within the film.
Wait.
Okay.
So this is a cartoon called Stop the Pigeon?
You must actually stop the pigeon or catch the pigeon.
Must I?
Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
Well, I know them, but I didn't know that there was a cartoon with them called Stop the Pigeon.
Oh, yes.
Wow, it must have been really popular.
It's absolutely bizarre. Bizarre cartoon.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out for that someday. Well, I consider your comic to be pretty successful, because even though it doesn't have the greatest art, it's funny, and I like it. It's cool. So
when has it ever been funny? Go on the spot now. Name one instance when it has ever been funny. I challenge you.
I can't think of every single show.
See,
but I have
see,
had many
there you
times
go.
That I have laughed out loud reading that comic.
There's not one highlight that he can think of. It's just
they're all funny. That's what it is. I mean, one doesn't stand out above the other. They're all so funny. I mean, I just
that's
don't know which one to
true.
Pick.
No, I think the first part of that statement is
comic,
very true.
The comic is like those two guitar players.
Yeah, it nearly adds up to a comic, but not quite.
We're speaking with...
It sets itself very low standards that it constantly fails to meet.
We're speaking with Stunt Mutt, the former artist for 117, a comic at HillandABuncher.org.
Yeah, I'm so disgusted with myself that I'm going to fire me.
Wow. If you'd like to cheer Stunt Mutt up, feel free to email him.
You could do like Prince and change your name to the artist formerly known as
Stunt Mutt. Yeah. Yes.
Tafcass, yeah.
Tafcass, yeah.
Nice. So, what would you say to other comic writers out there that are trying to use
I would
cool?
say, if you have any advice for me, please send it. I'll read everything. I'll be anything you could tell me, I'd be absolutely glad to receive. Thank you.
Wow.
Any hints, any tips would be great.
I meant from the bottom going towards your end, but that's okay. I mean, whatever works.
Oh man, that's awesome, dude.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for being on the show, man. Appreciate it. And you're
no problem.
Where are you at now?
I'm on the sofa. It's very warm. It's very cozy. It's the cats were knocking about earlier. I think they've run. Yes, it is. It's cushiony. It's cushiony soft.
Cushiony soft.
Cushiony soft, like the finest toilet paper. So I'm in East London in the UK.
East London on a toilet paper sofa. Nice.
Absolutely.
Those Europeans, I tell you.
Yeah, man, you guys are toilet paper sofas.
We know how to live.
Exactly, man. It's the best of it.
Well, cool. Well, hey, I know we didn't mention it already. JVB is on via Skype out on a phone. And
yeah, that's why my...
Also known as Dropout.
Yeah. And we've generally been having a little bit of audio issues, so it's, I apologize for everything not being perfectly synced volume-wise, but we'll do our best and hopefully not talk over JVB in the process.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
You can't beat them. I ran out of grenades and accidentally threw my lunch. It's true!
It's time for news and events.
Took the words right out of my mouth!
Okay, so starting off, JV, why don't you start us off with the news and events here?
All right, we got some news and events. We have Bungie Podcast and a big update. The Bungie Podcast is finally here with big Bungie news, an interview with Jay, the audio lead, an interview with the matchmaking playlist lead, Ninja on Fire, and a live Bungie Whamulance, which I keep hearing about. And since I'm on dial-up, I can't listen to either show. But I heard it was pretty funny. We also hear about a Halo 2 Vista update. Bungie is hiring a Halo 3 milestone. Some sound effects in Halo 3 and placeholder dialogue. And more.
Yeah,
but who are they? Who are these Bungie people? I mean, they come mustering in with one limp attempt at a podcast. You guys are up to episode 82. I mean, do you not think that they're trying to muscle in on your territory? Have you got something to say about that?
Well, they are Bungie. I mean, and we talk about them the whole time, so them talking about themselves, I think, in some ways, a little bit more credible, as far as that's concerned. But
I think they're just blowing their own trumpet. I've heard that Frankie's blowing his own trumpet. I've heard he's tried.
I've tried a few times myself, but
yeah, curse those last extra couple of ribs.
Yeah, they had to clear out the office after that one.
Yeah, there's going to be some editing here, isn't there?
Actually, if it wasn't my personal opinion, if it wasn't for Podtacular, get the idea here.
Seriously, I think you're right. I think the popularity of what you do is possibly, you know, so, people are actually interested in listening to people podcasting about Halo. That might have been a factor.
So, Frankie and KP, if you guys are listening, some invitations to the show.
Yeah, and vice versa, you know. Definitely.
You can see how it's really done, you know what I mean?
Show those amateurs a thing or two.
I'll even send them some cement shoes as a courtesy.
Cement shoes. Free cement shoes. The offer still stands. All right. Well, yeah, they covered a bunch of stuff in that, though. And, dude, the Whamulance at the end, dude, so funny, man. So funny. You guys got to check
it
out.
What was
it's
it,
awesome.
Though? I mean, I'm hoping, by the 29th, I'll be back on to normal life.
Yay. Broadband, but, Skype.
You know, I heard that was a funny segment, though. Was it a segment?
Yeah, it was a segment. They had a dude in that, I guess, does quality assurance. I forget. I apologize. But he works at Bungie, and he was kind of reading off the Whamulance stuff people send in. It's basically, in case you guys don't know, Whamulance is where people send in stuff when they get banned in matchmaking. They send in emails to whine about it. Oh my gosh, it's so funny because, like, you know, these kids can't hardly spell and, you know, all this stuff is just, they don't know what they're talking about. It's just, it's hilarious. And they're making all these excuses. Like, this one guy said, like, his 6-year-old kid, like, modded his Xbox. It's not his fault. It's his 6-year-old. this wasn't in the podcast, but this was a while back in the site. But, oh my gosh. I mean, wow. 6 years old, come on now. It's not me, it's my 6-year-old. Ban him.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but they had some really good ones on the podcast, dude. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's funny as hell. So.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one. Anybody want to take this one?
Go for it.
Okay, Maltese Idiot. He says, hey, Fumochai, this is Maltese Idiot. Just want to submit the news about the amazing article. Which article is that, buddy? Apparently a couple
the amazing
of
one.
Are done. I hear the sniper is going to be a longer range weapon. New medium range rifle. Sticky grenades apparently look amazing too. There's a map with two opposing grav blips, which sounds pretty cool. Well, if you play Quake 3 Arena, of a graph list. Impossible. Yeah. If you say my gamer tag on air, that's much appreciated. You said it about 3 times yourself, but I'm going to say it again. Maltese Idiot.
Yeah. Sorry, Maltese Idiot. We forgot to say your gamer tag online. Next time we'll do that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know who you are, but we'll say it next time.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing.
Well, yeah, it's talking about the weekly What's update that was the same one that they released the podcast on, and it was a pretty good update. There was some good stuff on there. So talked about the Halo 3 logo, talked about, of course, the podcast, some good stuff, a little bit about Halo 3 as well, and it was good, man. They're really getting to, I think they're really ramping up to some really solid updates coming up soon.
Well, also go on.
No, go ahead.
Last week's Hump Day Challenge, because the people they challenged didn't turn up, they sort of did the Halo 3, the first ever Halo 3 Hump Day Challenge, where, like, KP and some of the other guys played some games on Halo 3 matchmaking and kind of wrote up about it without actually giving too much away, but just to say how much fun it is. And,
Yeah, KP actually puts down before he writes anything, this is not an update. You're not going to find anything new out regarding the game.
I don't know if you ever dare venture into the BungieNet forums, but it doesn't matter what they put up, what news article, what interview, what update. You can pretty much guarantee that about five posts in, someone will say, "What's with this BS?" Doesn't matter what they do, there'll be someone there moaning. You know, "Where's the screenshots? Can we have another trailer, please?"
Yeah.
Why would you do light brown?
So it doesn't, you know, you got a feel for KP can put in big, you know, those big letters with, what do you call it, marching ants flashing round it. This is not an update. And about five posts in, someone will say, "Yeah, now where's a screenshot?"
Yeah, pretty much.
And it'll probably be me.
You're the one that's always doing that quote.
They're going to have to start bringing out some new stuff to keep things interesting, because think about it, the Nintendo Wii's coming out, the PS3, so they got to have something that's going to keep people focused on the 360 and its future, so they're going to have to possibly come out with like some kind of teaser, you know, art, you know, concept art or something, just some teasers and stuff like that, which they're good at anyway.
Right. I mean, well, the thing is that I think that comes down to the marketing team, and pretty much like getting someone to pay for that to come out in a magazine or at a website or something like that, and for them to get the kind of the credit for it. You know, they might as well take advantage of it, you know. And I guess I don't really fault them for that, because it's not like it's going to change the schedule of when the game actually comes out, you know, when they release information. So they might as well release it and make a little bit of money out of the whole deal. Honestly, you know. I mean, it's not everyone saying that, but I'm sure the marketing guys are kind of like, "Hey, might as well jump on this opportunity." So that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily the sort of thing they need to spend a lot of money on, because if, you know, if they were to phone up any gaming magazine whatsoever and say, would you like a little hint about Halo 3? Then suddenly you are on the cover on the newsstands for very little cost at all. But
exactly, exactly.
Because in other words, it's like asking them, "Do you want to sell 5 million copies in one?"
Absolutely. Well, it's possibly more like saying, "Would you like a scan of your magazine to be passed around the internet before you go to the print?" But you know,
that's the problem.
A more cynical man might say, but.
In theory.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on, I guess.
Yeah. We got a couple of events that I want to mention real quick, and then we'll get on to some glitching tips people sent in and some Halo Podtacular Night at the Apollo later on. So real quick, some events that we have going on at Podtacular. We have a FFA Fun Day, which is an all-day, all free-for-all FFA event hosted by Swager on Saturday, September 30th. There'll be links for all these in the show notes. We have a Friday Carnage event going on where SSJ Moose is trying to set up a Team Carnage-only party going on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Link in the show notes there. And we have Matchmaking Saturdays hosted by Ultimate Killa, which is apparently on Friday night the 29th, which I'm kind of confused about. Matchmaking Saturdays on Friday night? Okay. Wrong day. Yeah. And we have Custom Sundays, which is now hosted by Rosomi7677. At least it was recently. And if you'd like to get just kind of get together and play some cool customs on a Saturday afternoon, or
so. Hang on. You've got Saturday. Matchmaking Saturdays on Friday night. You've got Custom Sundays on Saturday.
I wrote that wrong. Yeah, I meant Sunday afternoon. Or if you'd like to just get together on a Monday afternoon and play Custom Sundays, whatever you want to do.
They've even customized the day. They've customized Sunday so that it's Saturday.
Half of Sunday. with a pinch of Thursday. Alright, so, cool. I'm looking at my printed out show notes here. So we're going into some glitch spectacular here.
Sorry, yeah, oh, I was muted there. I'm sitting there talking, and I'm like, yeah, we're both talking at the same time.
You've still got a double team sword tournament on Saturday, October the 7th.
I said that three times already, but I said it to myself, apparently.
This one's really looking really popular, it says here.
Yeah.
And what is that? What was that game type again?
I'm sorry, yeah, I kind of talked over you.
That's Double Team Sword Tournament.
Wow, cool.
Nice. By the way, we've also found some cool tourney sites like MLGTourneys.net and Clantacular.com, which Dialpex recently signed up the Podtacular All-Stars at Clantacular, too, so we've been doing pretty well on that. Check out those sites if you want to compete as a team with ranking and the whole deal, so it's pretty cool.
Hey, what's the record for the Podtacular All-Stars right now?
They are, I don't know how many wins, but they're one loss and probably like 10 or 12 wins or something like that.
Who did we lose to?
Oh my gosh. Jeez. See, the thing, I don't participate in them, so it's like...
Yeah.
I think it was Halo2.jump.ws.
Yeah.
So... whatever it is, it was a very close game. Basically, the whole challenge match came down to one kill. We lost a Team Slayer match that we would have, if we would have won it, we would have won the whole match because it would have been a majority game, like a 2 out of 3, or 3 out of 5 rather. But it was the third game. We won the first two, and it was the third game, and we it was 49-50 Slayer. So.
Wow.
If we would have, you know, if we would have had, well, two more kills, I guess you should say, or one, and then they lose one. But, you know, it came down to that, and then after that, they lost, you know, two more, so it was pretty wild.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Damn. Yeah. You know, the best to have their off days, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, congrats to them, though, for winning, whoever the heck they were. I think it was able to do that job.
Yeah.
You can't beat
the beat. You can't stop. Come get me. I'm just a little coward. No, really, I am.
Here comes some Halo glitching tips.
Here's an idea. Put down the gun and go hug it.
So, Stumma, you want to move on to our glitching section here?
Yeah, I'm slightly concerned about it. It says here that the next section is glitch-tacular. I'm worried that if I actually read any of these out, I'm going to get banned from matchmaking. So, but this first one, if you're listening, my name is Cold Vengeance, taking you through some glitches you might like to try on Halo 2. The first one from Amaliski is in Halo 2 on Multiplier. If you're holding an energy sword and the aimer turns red, quickly pull the left trigger and for some reason you fly towards the enemy and have a high possibility of instantly killing them. I know it sounds sort of weird, so you will have to try it to see hat I mean. It might work in campaign, but I haven't tried it yet. This entry was spell-checked in memory of our old friend Splee Cheeks.
Well, hat works. Hat is a valid word. You know hat I mean? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I emphasize it. Hat I mean.
In Halo 2 on Multiplier.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man.
So there you are. If you're holding the energy sword and the aimer turns red, quickly pull the left trigger. And you'll fly forward as people shout and call you a whore and ask you if it's the only way you can get kills. Moving on. Scarab Grunt says, the glitch, get under turf alive in a spectre. So you take the spectre, park it over a broken turret on turf, and then get a guy in the turret, no driver or passengers. Anyways, smack it twice so it is up against the wall, and then when the turret comes back, it should push you right through the ground. As long as you don't get out, You will fall forever. You must have overshield on. So there you go. Nice little tip if you want to fall forever through the bottom of turf. If that is the way you would care to spend your evening, several evenings if you're falling forever, then that is the way to do it.
The rest of your life, for that matter. Just leave your Xbox on and, you know, see how long you can go.
I'm okay, falling forever.
This, oh, got it.
Alright, it's red dot on your forehead, and he says, at the start of the map, at the start of the map outskirts, you will be in a room with wreckage from your downed pelican everywhere, and only one exit. Take that exit, kill the grunt, and then look up. There should be something that resembles a skylight, or rather just a hole in the ceiling. Jump up to the protruding steps just below the opening, and then jump out. If you are now on top of the map outskirts. Now just grenade jump up to the next ledge and have fun exploring vast expanse on rooftops and hidden areas. I found one area only accessible from the top of the map, where Bungie actually stacked boxes for you to get out if you fall in. Sorry about that. Weird, huh? Plus, you can bypass the whole mission, even the hunters, all the way to the Hotel Zanzibar. Have fun, plus this is only one of like 10 ways I've found to get out of the map on both Outskirts and Metropolis. That's a little single player tip.
Cool. Okay.
Good little speed running tip, that one.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, I'd rather kind of play the game, but hey, if you guys want to see untextured stuff and stuff that wasn't meant to be seen, then there you go.
Yeah, wow, look at that untextured floor.
Woo, it's gray.
Wow, look at that. All right. So, I can't take the next one because... Okay, no, I was printed out correctly. I'll take the next one, Penguin Smacker. He says, hey, this is Penguin Smacker. Now, why do you have to smack penguins? They're nice little ones. Anyway.
What do penguins ever do to you?
Yeah, shock. I have an awesome glitch for non-upgraded Halo 2 gamers. You've probably already heard of it. The glitch is flying on coax. First, you need two players. One needs a sword. The second one needs a warthog. Open space with nothing in the way. Then the guy with the sword gets in the passenger seat. The other guy can stand within lunging range of the sword guy. When the rectangle turns red, the sword guy presses the right trigger. The lunge sound should be heard, but nothing will happen. Then the guy outside, you can hear the pages rippling. Wow, it just totally cut off everything. Anyway, the guy who is outside goes to the other side of the map. Holy crap.
The guy outside the hog should run somewhere on the map so the guy in the hog can see him without moving his vision. The outside guy can also use a banshee to get to the top edge of the map by the cliff surrounding the area. Then the hog guy gets out and ba-bam! He should fly towards the other guy.
Right.
Are you back in place yet, JVB?
No, keep going, man.
Okay.
Just cut off the whole...
So he then says, remember, if you have the 1.1 upgrade, this won't work, period. I'd just like to add as an editorial that this was the reason that the 1.1 upgrade came into being. Precisely so Penguin Smacker couldn't fly across the map in the middle of a matchmaking game.
He's trying to smack a penguin on the other side of the map, I'm telling you.
Also...
Cross map penguin smacking.
Hang on, here's another one. He adds, also, while you're at it, you could also do the Ring of Fire. Get a player of the opposite team in a warthog and lock on with rockets. When you hear the beeping noise, move the reticle to the left or right of the hog and let the trigger go. The rocket will circle around the hog. Well, that's it. Oh, yeah, lol. Little oscillating ladies. Keep on fragging trucks.
Woo!
I'm not exactly sure why that's the ring of fire. I tell you, there's several curry houses in the East End, and if you eat there, you will be doing the ring of fire, believe me. You can have that for your tip section if you want.
That's good to know. I will definitely keep that in mind. And that'll be a serious ring of fire there. You know, speaking of which, Preparation H was considering putting out the Johnny Cash song "Ring of Fire" as a promo for their for their product, and of course, the Cash family was like, "Hell no!"
And it burns, burns, burns.
Okay, I've always wanted this.
That was pretty good, dude.
Thank you.
I've always wanted this. How is it that English people can speak with such a, for Americans, it seems like such a intense accent, and yet when you sing, it's gone. What's up with that, dude?
I don't know. When I was a kid, there was a group called ABBA, and they were all Swedish, and when they talked in interviews, I couldn't understand. If you've ever talked to Bol, you'll understand. I couldn't understand a word they said, but as soon as they sang in perfect English, and I always wondered if they had like little translators built into their microphones, and whether they were like singing in Swedish and it was being translated as they sang, and I thought that was really clever.
That's the trick. Oh, I always wondered that.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, we've got some spectacular night at the Apollo.
Smell fear and urine.
It's time for Podtacular Night at the Apollo.
Glumus Maximus Asimus Uimus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to take a second one. Somebody said it.
John says, you know you play too much Halo 2 when you sit down for dinner with your family and you see a targeting reticle, and if that's not bad enough, it turns red when you look at your little sister. John, I would urge you to seek help.
Yeah, right? Imagine explaining that one to the cop. I saw a red reticle.
I imagine John also hears voices.
It was the weirdest thing. I mean, John was sitting in his seat, and all of a sudden he, like, jumped up and lunged and, like, defied physics and lunged across the table and hit her with the butt of his fork.
That's not a teabagging us. Oh, man. Yeah, the Holy Muffin, he has a few jokes here. I don't know about your mama. So your mama is too fat, you can get stuck from anywhere on the map. Your mama is so fat, you commit suicide whenever you kill her with rockets. Your mama is so fat that she needs 5 overshoes. I like that one.
She needs 5 overshoes.
Your mama is so fat she can't be sniped in the head. Huh? Your mama is so fat she can defend the whole thing.
Could I just point out that it doesn't matter how fat your mom is, I probably would commit suicide whenever I killed her with the rocket anyway.
That's good to know. Wow. Note to self, don't let something on my team.
Now you're in it.
Especially with rockets. Okay, moving on to Logan Payne, who says, you know you cheat at Halo 2 too much when you run out of 2 months, your friend who gives you the 2 months run out, and you resort to randomly messaging people in AIM to get one. Yeah, I think there's been real life people that have done
Bungie.
This.
Yeah, Bungie, that's Logan Payne. Payne.
You might want to look at that gamer tag, yeah. He's saying, as I send this to you, I'm talking to a guy whose screen name is omitted. He says he doesn't have the money to pay for a normal account, so he's asking for 2 months. Dude, so he's talking about a real life example for this. My question is, if he's not using them to cheat, then he says, why is it so hard for him to get them? I buy a game about once every week and a half, a week and a half, let alone 2 months. Anyway, he's, yeah. That's...
Because, Logan, your friend is poor. He's poor. That's why he got no game, because he's poor. He got no 2 months of cash, he's poor. He can't afford no games.
Yo, he's poor.
He's from the ghetto.
Another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Dude, you do that way too well.
Well, Cosmos bitches, big bad bitches.
I really mean it, Cosmos. Yes, no. Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, so we're up to who?
Black Dawn.
Clicked on Logan Payne?
On to Black Dawn.
Okay. Black Dawn, he says, you know you have played too much Halo 2 when you jump on your dog thinking it dies, it will respawn. Okay, that's pretty scary. He goes, a true story. Luckily he lived.
Damn, that's the scary bit.
Dude, this is way beyond, like, having a targeting reticle at your sister across the table, man.
Damn, dude. That's pretty messed up, man. Come here, Muffy. I want to try some.
You'll respawn in 3 seconds anyway.
So do you usually get people writing into you telling them that they imagine reticles on their little sister and that they like to jump on their dog thinking that if it dies it will respawn?
Yeah, it's pretty regular.
You see what Halo 2 has done to people?
We get people to talk about seeing the radar in the corner of their eye, their vision and everything, and, you know, trying to melee people in the back of, grocery lines, stuff like that.
Yeah, they talk about Grand Theft Auto being a bad example in video games. But Halo 2, you know, it's some pretty sick people out there.
Hey, man, all the time we get the ones, like, I was in a courtyard at college, and I just all of a sudden started going into sniper mode and saying, if I pick this guy out, then he's not going to be able to run to that guy, and then if I get this guy, then I'll have to reload and then, you know, move to this position. Oh, wow.
You're really scaring me now.
it's kind of freaky.
Be my sister.
Yeah, really. Wow, all right, so who's next? I guess, am I?
And I think it's Ryan.
All right, Ryan says, you know you play too much Halo 2 when you get carpal tunnel from a 360 you bought a year in advance for Halo 3. Wow. When you get carpal tunnel from video games, you know you play too much video games.
Yeah, I think Ryan's actually talking about a problem with his wrist, and I'm not entirely sure it was from playing video games. moving on to Dust Storm. Dust Storm says, you know you listen to too much Podtacular when your teacher asks you if you used spell check on a handwritten assignment or test. He also says, you know you've been playing too much Halo if you downloaded the Halo or Covenant font and made it the default font on your computer.
Oh, God. That would be horrible. Can you imagine?
I know, dude.
The Covenant font would be good. All those little, like, dots and slashes, just wondering what you just typed. Actually, your homework in that would be really good. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine if you speak Covenant. He also says, you know you play too much Halo when you have time to listen to the Halo soundtrack every day, and you don't play enough Halo if you don't know what the noob combo is.
Aww.
True.
Alright, now I'm going to need a little help with this one, guys, because I have the entire list of, you play too much Halo, but it doesn't have the name, so who wrote this?
This is Colin Jr.
Okay. So he says, you know you play too much Halo. Number one, you walk around school practicing CXR combination.
Oh, God.
You yell hacks when your girlfriend breaks up with you.
Not something I'd imagine he's yelled too often, then.
Nice. Number three, you look for the left trigger to honk your car horn.
You're like pulling your left index finger in your steering wheel.
All right, you number four, you don't pay attention on a test because you got a checkpoint. about 10 minutes back. Number 5, you crowd walk into your room checking to see if your flag is still there. Number 6, you press the white button to tell your friends the secret. And number 7, there is a pause in the conversation. Blame it on Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely too much fun.
You know you play too much Halo if your name is Colin Jr.
Congratulations, Colin. Too much. You get a free ticket to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, right. And then, Purple Demon 666. I'll take this one as well. You know you play too much Halo 2 when you mod. Okay.
Yeah.
You know you play. You know you listen to too much Podtacular when you say ba-bam to every response.
Ba-bam.
You know you play too much Halo 2 when you have a Master Chief poster on top of your bed so he can protect you from the Covenant when you're asleep. Aww.
Bless.
I have Covenant under my bed.
Yeah, man. I've said ba-bam a few times. In real life, I guess you could call it.
In RL. Dude, I hear you on the cell phone sometimes, man, between, like, before we start, and you're like, you say daw, like, all the time, you're like, daw! Cracks me up, dude, it's like, he's Arnold in real life, too.
Yes. Actually, my son saw Rainbow the other day for the first time in real life.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, there's a leprechaun at the end of the rainbow, but he sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he's like, no, he doesn't. I'm like, yes, he does. So get away from my lucky charm. So, you know, the whole day I was goofing on that. Get away from the gold. Kill you.
Don't take my pot of gold. Come on.
Oh, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of a rainbow, was it?
Yeah.
Don't take my pot of gold.
I'll kill you.
Big mistake.
Big mistake.
I am not a Burbot.
I am not a leprechaun, idiot.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to answer them immediately.
I'm leprechaun Bart. Or what is it? I'm leprechaun John Kimble. I'm a leprechaun, you idiot. Okay, moving on to
my lucky charm.
Trying to move. Oh man. Moving on to Zora777, who says, well, that's funny, Purple Demon 666 and then Zora777, okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Strange coincidence. You know you play too much Halo 2, you know you play too much Xbox Live when you go over to your friend's house who doesn't have Live and hold the white button on co-op to talk to him. Dude, I think everybody does this, really. You're at a LAN party and you hit the white button and you're like, what am I doing? He also says... your mama is so fat, when she gets on the Scorpion, she takes up all the side spots.
Aww. That's funny.
Your mama is so stupid that she actually looks for Ling Ling's head. Okay, I don't know what that's about. He says, if none of you know who that is, then set your dashboard's date to 70707, and then go to Zanzibar. There'll be a bloody dog head on the Beware of Shark sign, and it will say, are you finding Ling Ling's head?
Oh, okay.
Ling Ling's head is also one of the little avatars you can have on Bungie.net.
You know you play too much Halo when you see the sign that says, are you finding Ling Ling's head?
I had no idea
that was there.
It has a long... Ling Ling's head has a long Bungie history stretching back many years, but... That probably is, you play too much Halo when you know
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Moving on.
Spartan Hugger 44 says, you know you play campaign when you go through the levels naming every covenant you kill or see.
Ah.
So what's he mean, like, hey Fred? Hey Frank? Ted, how's it going?
Hey little Ling Ling.
Yeah, Ling Ling. What's up, buddy?
Like that, Ling Ling. Oh, man. Alright. So, got another one here from Purple Demon.
We do? Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. You take the next one, and maybe my list here will find where you're at.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, whatever. Okay, Purple Demon 666 says, some gamer tags I've seen are, why study play Halo? A burnt twinkle. Okay. Yo mama's lover. Wow. Foozy woozy. And, I'll skip the last one.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, he also says, you know you've been playing too much Halo when you mod, reiterating that one. And you know you play too much Halo when you have... Dude, he said like the same thing as before. Okay,
yeah, I think
if you have tips, don't send in the same thing twice, please, because you screw us up. Because this is like in a different format from before, so I didn't catch it. So, there you go. So, bad on Purple Demon.
Yeah, well... I actually want to read French Gamers.
I'll go for it. Let's just skip ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Jump to French Gamers.
Go for it.
Okay, here's my boy Frank Gamer. 15-year-old with the very white singing voice. Okay, he says, as I was looking through my closet, I came across a time machine named X-Black 3000. Before I... when I activated the X-Black, I was swept into a time portal. I take it to the year 2552. I met up with some UNSC Marines. And they handed me this Marine newsletter to take back to my time. Here are the contents of the newsletter. It says, Monday Marine, bring your cowboy hat to work for Marine Cowboy Day. Game Marines, bring their buttless caps if they wish to.
Still get shot in the butt.
Oh, man, get a big slap in the butt from Sergeant Johnson.
There you go.
Ba-bam. Anyway, Tuesday, Corporal Perez will be giving a speech on proper usage of combat weapons found on the battlefield. Needler uses will not be included in the lecture because if the only weapon you have is a needler, you're screwed anyway. Which is hello there.
That's true.
Wednesday would be meatloaf day in the cafeteria. Sneak a sandwich in for your dinner. I love meatloaf. Anyway, Thursday...
Still on meatloaf in 2552, wow.
Yeah, I wonder if they cooked it different in 2552.
What kind of meat is it? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. Probably covered in meat or something.
They have cows on the Pillar of Autumn and stuff?
made from brute meat. Anyway, yeah.
Isn't Bat Out of Hell 3 coming out very soon?
I guess so.
Thursday, sniper training in combat training zone alpha. Yelling no scope is pointless because we can see that you're looking through your scope anyway. Friday, there will be a USO comedy show featuring Jerry Seinfeld in the North Auditorium. Yeah, we thought he'd be dead by now. Yeah, damn, Jerry Seinfeld. Saturday, computer stations will be open for free internet usage. Sorry about that. Or you can go out and try to get a date. The first option will probably be more useful, though. And last,
more successful, not anyway. Not more useful, but more successful.
I don't know. You might be right.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some things you correct and some things you don't, but that's definitely one to correct.
There are some sites you could head over to that would be far more useful than getting a date, let me tell you, but carry on.
Exactly.
Take your word for that.
On Sunday, Sergeant Johnson will be giving a Sunday morning sermon on how the Lord works in mysterious ways. Tank training will follow along with a class on why ladies' armor... Oops, ladies like armor plating.
Nice.
All right, there, Brent. The X-Lax 3000.
Nice.
I got to get me one of those.
Yeah, for real. All right. Wow. Where were we here? Moving on.
Beasting?
Yeah, let me see here. Okay, just kind of catching up. we skipped a little bit. Okay, Beasting says, some funny gamer tags I've seen is Man Bear Pig, Condoleezza Rice, Sock Stuffer, German Nazi, Stud My Toe, Jerry Curls, and...
Dude. I need a hand job.
Oh my god. Well, that's
at least he's honest.
Yeah. So.
Oh, gosh, you heard that? Sorry about that.
That's one of those ones that, it, like, he spelled it weird, so it's like you don't know what it says until you pronounce it, and then you're like, oh, crap, did I just say that?
Yeah, no, I've seen that name on Beavis and Butthead book.
Yeah.
So that's why I spotted right away. I had a friend who was called Flaming Bag of Poop.
Nice.
And Footless Monk. And for some reason, I could not stop laughing every time I saw his gamer tag. Just the thought of a Footless Monk. It's quite amusing.
Our clan played a game, and there was a guy in it called Cock in Hand. Well, of course, if you actually managed to assassinate him, it would come up on the screen, "You beat down Cock in Hand." And it was, you know...
Anyway, let's try to get somewhat PG-13 here. Okay, you're up next. Stop by.
I've got Zephyr here, who says, "Your foot, crippled Mexicans, a blind orphan, a 12-inch dildo, God, Jesus, customers." I'm not actually sure if these are gamer tags or if he's writing like a slash fic here, or customer service, doomed apple pie, Darth Jesus, a heart attack, a moving target, AIDS, a meatball, an aroused emu, a blind kitty Bill Cosby sparkle of Doom Freddy again.
Wow. Maybe he's just kind of spewing off a random bunch of words.
Yeah, right? Maybe that's a checklist or something that he's going to the supermarket to get.
I think.
Let's see. I gotta get Darth Jesus. I gotta get a.
Isn't it one of those
blind orphan?
Isn't it one of those free form expression poems? You know, like a stream of consciousness.
Maybe it's like a George Carlin list of curses. You know?
Definitely reminds me of a stream of consciousness. Yeah, definitely.
That was my lucky charms.
Who
is your daddy, and what does he do?
He's my gold.
Get away from my pot of gold!
Alright, he also sent in more stuff, too. He says, "Your mama's so fat, when she falls through the map while trying to do a super bounce, she kills the guardian." That's pretty good. "Your mama's so fat, when she rides the warthog, she becomes a lowrider." Ah. "Your mama's so fat, when you try to board her in the Banshee, it says, hold X to get this fat mother effer out of me." "Your mama's so fat, when she goes into the water in Zanzibar, the entire map floods and everyone dies."
That's
oh,
awesome.
Man.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Okay, you know you're a noob when you try to get into two trucks on... get into the two trucks on turf.
Yeah, really?
"Why can't we drive this one?
Gotta deliver some donuts."
"Your mama's so ugly. The reason why the train at Terminal..." Oh, she's the reason why the train at Terminal never stops.
Oh, keep going, man. Keep going. She's still there. Keep going.
I don't stop.
Faster, oh, faster.
"One ugly mother." got a few more here going.
Yeah. You're up, Stumlet, I guess.
Big Daddy 991 says, I have a, in my opinion, funny gamer tag for you. I was playing on Halo 2 on matchmaking. I was killed, and it said, you were killed by a noob. It turns out, the guy made his gamer tag a noob.
Wow.
That's like one of those things that people send into newspapers, you know. A funny thing happened to me the other day. Do I win £10?
Wow, that's interesting and a little unusual at the same time.
It's all the delivery.
Wow, it's almost funny. On to Mean Luke, who says, you know you play too much Halo 2 when you have more than 3 Halo 2 discs. I do.
Oh.
I mean, what do you do, juggle them? What?
I know, right? You decide, okay, today I'm going to use discs.
I'm rotating discs to even out the wear, you know?
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
All right, Algebra Cow. He says, you know you're a noob when you use the noob combo in the SWAT game. Oh.
True that, definitely.
Deary mate.
Okay. Just gonna mark you up.
Oh, Rollback says, all right, I've seen a lot, but forget some. Last night I was playing with Homemade Cheerios. You got owned by Homemade Cheerios. And 3 exclamation marks.
Wow.
Okay. That's not something I'll be proud of.
Cheerios, not Lucky Charms.
This is Podtacular 82, which is brought to you by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lucky Charms.
Arnold now works for General Mills on the side now.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, wrapping it up, you can tune in next week for the Halo 3 show, where we're going to be talking about speculation and ideas about what you want to see in the most highly anticipated game ever, Halo 3. We'll also be talking about other games that Halo fans play, so it'll be cool. Check it out.
You can send in your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to send them directly to me to improve my game, I'd be much obliged. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. This next week, of course, we'll be looking for your ideas about Halo 3 and mini reviews about other games you play. 99% of the stuff we talk about comes from you and Arnold Schwarzenegger. So shoot us a quick email.
That's about 75% of what we talk about is Arnold, so yeah.
We got to get him on the show.
I know, man. Jimmy B, man, you got to use your league contacts to hook it up, man.
You're going to be like, I love your show. It's so incredible. Amazing.
The governator.
I listen to it when I'm working out. And I'm like, panicking for alright, so thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, which are many. Whether it's working on the community or website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys. Exactly.
Oh, sure.
How many members do we have now?
Oh man, we're up to somewhere around 1,600 listeners, so it's good, man. We've been growing a lot lately.
I've got just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah, just the one member.
Okay.
Ah.
Have one member. A special member. Okay, moving on to... You can also call in our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO, and leave a Halo-related message. And we play these back once a month on the Customs and Collins show. So feel free to do that. Keep it Halo-related and under 3 minutes. And don't say, like, your mom is fat. Click.
Be sure to check out podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums, and please leave requests for screenshots of Halo 3. And there are also tournaments and other events going on every week that you can participate in.
I hate you, Stomach. Yeah.
Request more screenshots. Yeah, also some shout outs, Halo CE Chronicles at hscc.halomaps.org. The Halo CE Machinima, of course, made by Duststorm.
Did you say HSCT instead of HCEC?
No, I corrected myself. It was HCEC.halomaps.org.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. Well, thanks
what
to...
If I wanted to change the words around, you know.
Halo CE Chronicles at hr57.halomaps.org.
Let's face it. They're never gonna get another hit again, are they?
QLBZ74595 at.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Cyclonic for editing audio. Until next time, guys. I'm Fumo Jive.
And this is Podtacular, you idiots.
Hey, quickly, did any of you buy the Halo graphic novel?
Yeah.
Born it finally on Friday. It took a while to find it, and I'm pretty impressed with it.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. Bam. Not the gold.
Right. So, you guys keep on eating for Lucky Charms. Hopefully next time I'm on the show, it'll be on Thursday.
Yay!
Nice.
Don't take my pot of gold.
Hopefully the next guest host won't be quite so British.
Hey, we like that, man. We like the British.
Hopefully you'll be able to understand what he's saying.
Great having you on.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much. No problem.
All right. Keep on fucking trucks. Later, guys.
Later.
Cheers.
There's only one thing left to say.